This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. How do we keep the family together? Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. How do we keep the family together? We should first realize that God desires our homes to be a Christian home. He desires us to have a love for the Word of God and a love to study the Word of God. We should also realize that God desires for our homes to have a devotion to the will of our Father in heaven. We should be devoted to Him and putting Him first in all things. He desires that we have a daily prayer to our Heavenly Father. We should also realize that we can pray more often than just daily, but we should always pray together as much as we can as a family. We should also realize that God desires our Christian home to have patience and forbearance for one another, to have love and concern for one another, to be forgiving of one another, and to be continually becoming more like Christ, our great example. What are some duties of our fathers and mothers for us in order for us to have the ability to keep our families together? We should follow God's way. Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 4 tells us how we need to train our children and to nurture them to bring them up God's way. In fact, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19 tells us to teach them God's way. Proverbs 22 and verse 6 tells us we should make time for important things, which obviously would be God and religious matters. We should also set the proper example. Matthew 5 and verse 16. We should not expect our children to be faithful to God if we as parents are not faithful to God. We should be willing to study the Word of God and to do so together, to encourage our children to ask questions and to also be ready to give answers to those questions, as we find in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 and 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. There are many things today that can cause our families to be pulled apart. But if we will cling to God, we can keep our families together. If we will put Him first in all things and make sure that our families understand what is most important. It is not the things of this world. And understand it's not sinful to have possessions or things such as that. But if anything comes before God, then it can potentially be something that pulls our families apart. Let us be ever mindful to do all we can to keep our families together and to keep them following God.